This is the Halifax Daily News with Jamie and Lisa.
A beautiful Thursday here in the Beaver Bank Bunker, and hopefully where you are as well.
Well, we warned you, and he is gone and done it.
Why?
Seamus O'Regan officially declaring that he will be a candidate for the Liberal Party.
Of course, Lisa was the first to hear about this because she is a freaking stalker.
No, I just follow him on Twitter, just like hundreds of other people do.
Yeah, but you follow him on Twitter with alerts that come to you. Hey, hang on a second. When Seamus O'Regan does anything, Lisa's phone vibrates.
Yes. He's going to be running in the riding of St. John's Mount Pearl, but he likes the cut of Justin Trudeau's jib.
Oh, I'm
as
sure
they
he does.
and is hitching his wagon to the Liberal Party. So 2015 is going to be real interesting here in this country.
So you know what that means?
What does that mean?
Seamus O'Regan, he's a pothead. Well, according to the Conservatives, all the Liberals are potheads.
Oh, is
they're
that
a bunch
how
of freaking dopers? Well, yeah. Haven't you seen their ads? Come on.
That's how it plays out now, is it? Yeah. Well, it certainly has become a political issue, no longer a medical issue. Even the Canadian Medical Association has decided to step away from anything pot-related these days, saying
but it's because of the Conservatives.
Yeah.
It's because they're turning it into an issue. They thought, now, what could we possibly do? What could we possibly use to bash the leader of the Liberal Party? Mm. I mean, let's see, what did they use before? Let's go back in time. Okay, let's start with Dion.
Okay.
What did they use? Oh, the fact that he couldn't speak English very well.
Yeah.
That interview that he did with Steve Murphy. They just were all over him. The fact that he really wasn't that eloquent of a speaker. He was a genius.
He just lacked a little bit of charisma, that's all.
All right, then off to Michael Ignatieff.
Oh, God, well, we had him drawn and quartered because he wasn't Canadian.
He's come from away.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
What was the slogan there? How long is he here for, or something like that?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he's just visiting. Yeah. Something stupid like that. So there was the attack ads there. Then there was Jack Layton. Those backfired. They were trying to make Jack Layton look like a used car salesman.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
the whole time. Nothing specific though that they could actually hang their hat on, which is probably why he did so well in the last election that he was in. And now Trudeau. Well, the whole inexperienced thing.
Not ready to lead.
Yeah, and then the daddy thing. And it's like, no, that's not working, man. Mm. More people are jumping on his bandwagon. What could we do? Oh, I know. He said he's in favor of decriminalizing marijuana.
Yep.
He looks down south and he sees Washington State and he sees Colorado and he realizes that both those states are now in the black in 1 year because of the legalization of marijuana. It's just absolutely amazing what that industry has done to those states. For them to turn around and say Justin Trudeau is a pothead, which is basically what they're saying. They're making him look like he's this big stoner, he's Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High because he's in favor of this.
Mark Emery didn't do anything to further the cause. Mark Emery, the prince of pot, as he
He's back now. He's out of prison.
Out of prison, back in Canada. And
but you know what? He's a very good speaker.
Oh, he's an incredible speaker.
But he's a radical. Unfortunately, the pendulum swings a little too far the other way for him.
And one of the first things he said upon arriving home in Canada was the fact that he once smoked pot with Justin Trudeau.
There
you go. It's like Justin's like, okay, man, just, you know, just back away, okay?
So immediately Harper has put together a group of people, calls them the Emery Board, but they're too far just for that one little pun.
Yeah.
But no, that you watch, they're going to weave that into the next commercial against Trudeau. They're just doing whatever they can to attack him. And back to your original, what was your original point anyway?
With the fact that Seamus O'Regan is running.
Oh, Seamus O'Regan, just doing God's work.
Well
done, Seamus. Well done. You're a pot. No, but they'll make him look like a pothead as well.
I'm sure they will.
You know what? That this time, unfortunately for Harper, I don't think it's going to work. I think there are too many people that just look at this logically and say both monetarily, medicinally, for whatever reason, it just makes sense.
Yeah.
But anyway, you watch. This one's going to backfire. They're going to try to find something else to pin on Trudeau.
They always do.
Well, no, they didn't. They didn't with Layton. And I don't think they're going to with Trudeau. I think he's just going to stay the course and get young, popular people like Seamus O'Regan, very intelligent people, and it's going to be a brand new party. In the next election, Harper is not going to know what hit him.
Nope.
It's just going to knock him down.
Hey, Canadian Forces members and the families are invited for the annual beach party. It's the fun-filled day of games and barbecues at the Halifax and Region Military Family Resource Center, the old-fashioned beach day. And that's coming up.
Oh, this is huge.
It's
a big event for all the families.
Yeah, McDonald Beach, Shearwater, and they got all the classics planned, the scavenger hunt, the sandcastle competition, the potato sack races, and it is set to go on Sunday, 11 a.m. until 3 p.m.
This is the type of event that Tom Cruise had a video moment in the middle of a lot of his movies to bond with his girlfriend slash family.
Yes.
You know, it's always the summer military family picnic with three-legged races and stuff like that. And then, boom, next scene, they're right back in the cockpit.
So just to check out the Halifax Military Families Resource Center website for more information on the upcoming barbecue.
Now, it's only military personnel and families involved are allowed, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't even sneak me in?
Nope.
Because I've heard such good things.
Well, I wish I'd known about this before it happened, but yesterday, teens from Mulgrave Park participated in the Phoenix Youth Program's Let's Make It Happen and Mulgrave Magic. They were spreading the love yesterday. The group making their way from Grand Parade up Spring Garden Road, and they were handing out cards with friendly messages and little candies tied to them. And this actually was all conceived by the teens themselves, and they wanted to present a positive image of their community as opposed to the negative stigma that's often associated with Mulgrave Park. So good on them for spreading the love at noontime yesterday.
Okay, I just have to stop you here for a second. Our dog is staring at the Beatles' Yellow Submarine poster and growling at it. This is right out of Poltergeist. I mean, is that where the spirits are coming? Just listen to him.
I think he's staring at his reflection in the glass. I think that's the problem.
Well, we have mirrors in the house. Why does it have to be the Yellow Submarine poster?
Because it's at his level? I don't know.
I'm going to take a picture of this. And put it on the website, because this is nuts. I'm thinking that we have a poltergeist here.
Oh.
Hold still there, mister. All right. There. Now you'll see what we're looking at. A dog staring at a poster. Like, he's got his nose pressed up against the poster.
Mm.
And he's been standing like that ever since we started the podcast.
Podcast. Weird.
So, anyway, sorry.
So, have you ever sheared sheep before?
Seen it done.
Mm-hmm.
Never done it myself, though.
No? I don't think I've ever seen it done. But I might have to do this on Friday. It's coming up at Micmac Mall. They're doing the Meet Your Farmer at the Mall event. I think they did this last year as well, sort of a Meet the Farmer day at the mall, and they bring in some farm demonstrations from around the province.
But, right. Are you kidding? I'm from Alberta. That's every mall has that. And it's like all the time.
And it's called Tuesday.
Yeah, it's in the parking lot. Time to shear the sheep, guys. Come on.
Anyway, they're going to be doing a sheep shearing demonstration in the courtyard outside Old Navy at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoon. And the Agriculture Minister, Keith Caldwell, is actually going to be there as well. No word on whether or not he's going to be wielding the clippers at all. But
no, probably not. You know what? Well, he might. He might take one strip off of it. But if you've never seen a sheep being sheared, it will blow your mind.
Why?
Because, well, for the first 10 seconds, you're going to go, oh, whoa, that's cruel. I can't believe, what are they doing to that sheep? And then he's done. Like, they flip him upside down, they grab their feet, and they're just like, and then they go. It's the fastest, most incredible thing. They just cut that wool off of them so quickly that the sheep, it looks like it's cruel because they're being flipped over and all this stuff, but it only lasts. Like, the sheep, they have that almost cartoon reaction. What the hell? Why am I so cold all of a sudden? Like it's really unbelievable. These people know what they're doing.
Okay. Well, I might seriously have to head down there just to watch that.
You remember the scene in Full Metal Jacket where they're shaving their heads right down to nothing when they join the Marines there at the beginning?
Yes.
It's like that if you're watching it on Fast Forward.
All right. Speaking of all things farming, heads up. Coleslaw lovers, a brand of coleslaw that is sold right across the Maritimes has been recalled. Apparently, listeriosis is about.
Now, where does that come from? Poop? No, that's E.
coli. Listeriosis?
Yeah. Listerine? Bad bottles of Listerine?
That's a good question. I'm not sure where listeriosis comes from. But if you have any Belle Isle Farms brand coleslaw in your fridge, the best before date is August 19th. So suffice to say, it would have expired anyway. But if you still have it kicking around, don't eat it because it is possibly contaminated with listeriosis. Just take it back to the store instead, and they'll give you your money back.
I'm going to call this show Listeriosis, just because people are so crazy on the internet. It's going to get a million hits. Million people are going to be listening to this podcast because they're like, ooh, news about Listeriosis.
No, I think you should actually call this podcast Cox and Servers. That's apparently what they're looking for at Micmac Bar and Grill. Somebody having a little bit of fun with the portable sign or the changeable sign outside the Micmac Bar and Grill. They changed the sign to read, now hiring Cox and Servers. Info at Micmac Bar and Grill.
Now, surely they could have done something with the word servers.
Oh, I know.
I'm just trying. What could you have done with servers?
Come on. People spelling. Let's go for it. This has got to be a record on a radio station format flip-flop. That station in Calgary that went with the quick hits format,
yes,
where they played the songs that were only a minute and a half, 2 minutes long, they've abandoned it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. 90.3 Amp in Calgary changed to the quick hits style almost 3 weeks ago, and they flipped back on Tuesday. It was greeted with a lot of curiosity, says Newcap Radio, owners of AMP, but apparently the problem was legal. Now, a number of artists raised the specter of legal action, most of them Canadian. Nothing was ever launched, but certainly a lot of discussions from various artists and other industry stakeholders. So the decision was made to go back to the original format. But
do you think this is another publicity stunt that now that they've given people a taste and they go, nope, we're not allowed to do that anymore, all of a sudden people are going to say, oh, come on, and then they're going to have it back.
I don't know. I really do think legally there is, I think they did get some legal pressure. Jan Arden, for one, took to Twitter and was vehemently opposed to this. She accused the station of messing with art, and amid many expletives called the people running it morons. She said, can anyone recommend half a good book I should read? And then continued on Twitter to say, the NHL is only having one period this season. Makes sense. Those games are just too long. So,
although if she had said basketball, I would have agreed. You can watch the last 5 minutes of a basketball game and get the entire game right there. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. So there you go. The quick hits format, not really a big success here in Canada so far, but who knows, once they or if they work out their legal issues, they might just come back at it.
Listeriosis. See, I looked that one up. I'm working on this jumble as well, but okay. Listeriosis, it's been isolated from raw meat, dairy products, vegetables, fruit, and seafood. It doesn't really say, but it's not one of those E. coli, like nobody's pooped on your salad, basically. Was it salad? What was it?
Salad, yeah, coleslaw. Right. It's just one of the Listeriosis is Mysteriosis.
Ooh, like that.
Thank you. Okay, you're doing your word jumble?
Yes.
Okay, while you're doing that, I'll just wrap up by saying they have decided to officially charge that 35-year-old man who was caught up Clayton Parkway on Tuesday, marching through the trails wearing fatigues, a bulletproof vest, and carrying a number of very realistic-looking pellet guns. And I say good thing.
Well, especially after what just happened in Moncton not all that long ago. Like, you got to have something seriously broken in your brain if you think that's, even on Halloween, I would recommend highly that you back off on the fatigues and the weapons and things.
Yeah.
But, right in the middle of summer, just a few weeks or just a couple of months after what happened in Moncton, the guy needs some examining.
Yeah. Well, actually, police said he was likely going for target practice. Well, you know what?
Okay. Well, target practice. A word of advice. It doesn't matter what the hell you wear if you're target practicing. The target, you don't have to camouflage yourself from the target. Come on. Wearing fatigues and camo just so you can, you're going to sneak up on the target before it runs off? Give me a break. What a knob.
So did you figure out the word scramble there for servers?
I did indeed.
Cox and servers are now Cox and
Sever. Or just severed Cox.
Perfect.
We're back again tomorrow. That would be, Friday to check your emails here in the Beaver Bank Bunker.
Yeah, we're going to clear up some misconceptions, too, about rum running in Nova Scotia.
Until then.